Welcome, welcome, welcome to the final day of this regular season for the men's soccer team of Dominican University of California. I am Jordan Smith with my co-host Brian Sanchez here for the broadcast of this men's and women's soccer game at Kennelly Field and John F. Allen Complex in the wonderful San Rafael, California. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Almost as good as this weather right now. It's absolutely beautiful out here, and you'd expect nothing less to honor these seniors on Senior Day.
Like you said, it is Senior Day. A big, big day for Dominican, as this is the last game for five seniors on this team. Kind of a sad day, actually, for a lot of the players. You know, we're going to miss them, and their on-field capabilities, too. We're obviously going to miss that. The seniors are all starting today, too, and I might as well just go right into that starting lineup. Senior Casey Gibson will get the start at keeper today. Grad student, actually, Swap Mushiana, number two in the midfield. Number three, Colby Mitnick, the sophomore. Number four, Fabian Valdez Mendoza, the sophomore from Santa Rosa. Junior, Sam Vela from Belmont, California. Senior, Garrett Mitchell from Helena, Montana. And Garrett Mitchell actually scored his first career goal during their Hawaii trip just a week ago. Very, very exciting stuff for him.
Yeah, it truly is. And I'd like to interrupt the lineups real quick to let you know, Jordan, that Garrett will be scoring goal number two of his career here today. You could put it on the books, take it to the bank.
You know, I told him I expect a goal from him since I didn't get to see the one in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's not fair.
It honestly isn't. Number 10, senior Pedro Guevara. Number 11, another senior, Evan Cordova from Huntington Beach. Rounding out the seniors is Ryan Schilling from Castro Valley. Number 22, Patrick Davis, freshman from Seattle. And number 23, Corey Vanderpool from Murrieta, California. And now the starting lineup for Point Loma Nazarene University. Number two, defender from San Diego, Bobby Ornelas. Number four, J.J. Redding, a senior from San Diego. Number five, Paul Malerby, sophomore from Temecula, California. Number six, Eric Friesen, a sophomore from Guadalajara, Mexico. Number 13, Nico Acosta, from Venezuela. Number 16, Daniel Ten Bosch, a freshman from Irvine. Number 17, Kenny Ortega, a sophomore from San Diego. Number 18, Dylan Wingrove, a junior from Escondido. Number 21, Matt Steinhaus, a junior from Huntington Beach. Number 22, Taylor Langstaff, a freshman from Hawaii. And their keeper, number 24, Carter Phillips from Santee, California, as we have the Star-Spangled Banner right now. Brian, very, very exciting. It's Senior Day, and one of the things that we can look forward to between the games is an interview, an exclusive interview only on Penguin Radio, of the coach of both the men's and women's soccer team, John Delano.
Yeah, that's right, and he's going to be joining Jordan in between games. We're going to get his thoughts about both senior classes, men's and women's. We'll get a review of the men's game, a preview of the women's game. It's going to be good stuff, so make sure you stay tuned in between games, not just for the games in their entirety.
A lot of stuff going on in Penguin Radio right now as the Dominican Penguins go out on the field, get their seniors ready for this big day. And both teams are on the huddle. Man, I am just so excited to be out here. It really is just kind of a warm feeling that you get that this Dominican Penguins senior class, it's meant so much to both Coach John Delano, the players around them, the training staff, every single person that has to do with Dominican soccer absolutely loves every single one of these seniors. And it's hard to see them go, but we all know they are on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you and I are both very familiar with the soccer team and the seniors in particular. And they're just great guys. They're guys you want to be yep. around. You know, the one I'm probably most familiar with is my fellow and your fellow comm major, Casey Gibson. You're not going to meet a nicer guy than Casey. And, you know, it really gives you a warm feeling inside. And it's not from the sun that's just nailing us in the face right now. Seeing him start his final game, you know, yep. he deserves it. He had a spot taken by Eric Anderson, and deservedly, because Anderson's one of the best there is. And he did not mention how disappointed he was at all. All he did was work harder and help Eric get better. So to see him rewarded with this start on his final day really means a lot to him, his family, and all his friends. It's just a great time to be watching Dominican soccer.
You know, Casey Gibson is probably the biggest cheerer on the bench in every single game that I've ever seen in Dominican history.
There's no probably to that. That's a fact.
Not probably at all. As we get the game underhand, goes back to Fabi on the right back, and Dominican starts with the ball, switching it through the back, keeping possession against this Point Loma team. Sam Vell in the middle, stolen away by Point Loma. Ornelas looks up the field. Plays it out wide, stolen by Cordova, who gets it knocked away almost by Langstaff. Taken by Langstaff. Now here's Acosta, looking up the field. Plays it out wide. Sam Vell is on the defense. Ortega now looks inside. Ornelas. Still out on the right side for Point Loma in a dangerous position. They try to get the cross in. It's an open Langstaff. He has a cross. The shot's there, and Casey Gibson with the stop. And right away, we talk about Casey Gibson. He did not give up his position to Eric Anderson because he doesn't have the talent. We just saw it there, making a great stop just a minute into this game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what? I'm willing to bet that there's been no keeper in any game on any level that is more prepared for this game than Casey Gibson is.
Garrett Mitchell now working for the ball up top. J.J. Redding takes the ball, though. It'll be Senis all the way at the back left. It'll be out for a throw-in. Back to Gibson on his feet. Minute and a half into this game. Senis has it in the back left corner. A lot of standing around from Dominican. Got to work on that, though. Here's Vella. Plays the through ball to Mitchell. Mitchell takes it. Now he's up on the left foot, all the way on the left side. Looks for a one-on-one against his defender. Goes at Malerby. And he hits it off Malerby for a corner kick. Good work by Garrett Mitchell to keep the ball there.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of help there. Nothing much to do, but he's able to slam it off the leg of the defender and give Dominican a chance on the set piece.
And they should have something on this set piece, too. The thing about Point Loma, they don't actually have a lot of size. Their tallest guy is 6'2", while Dominican has Garrett Mitchell, Chris Senis in there, a lot of big guys, but the corner is headed out to Cordova, who plays it to Musiana. Has another cross in. Mitchell's there, but it's cleared out. And here comes Mitnick. Mitnick pushes it to his right foot, past a lot of defenders, and gets it stolen away at the 18-yard box. And here comes Point Loma on the counter. On the right side, Musiana is on the defense, headed by Cordova, allows Senis to get there. But it's a good header. Vanderbilt has to really recover, and he does. Clears it away, but Point Loma still has the ball. Ortega looks up the field, pushing it on the right side. Vela's on the defense. Plays it wide now. Cordova has a chance for defense. Pokes it away. In the back of the 18, Cordova gets the clear to Vella. Now it's Vella with the ball. Tries to play it up to Guevara, but it's taken away by Point Loma, and they will play it all the way through the back.
Yeah, a lot of action from Cordova today, one of those senior starters, but he's not a special case starter. Cordova has started a lot of games and got a lot of run this season.
Oh, he did. It was really great to see him get a lot of run, too, because last year he was injured a little bit, didn't get a lot of run, totally made up for it this year. Here's Ortega. Plays it towards the middle. Point Loma has an opportunity, but Sam Vella with a beautiful slide to take that away, and he plays up to Mitnick. Good job of keeping the ball by Mitnick. Plays in the middle to Guevara, shields the man off the ball. Here's Musiana, looking up the field, dribbling, and he draws a foul. The foul was on Bobby Ornelas right about at that center circle.
And Sam Vella loves that slide tackle, doesn't he?
You can say that again. The last time I was out here for a broadcast a couple weeks ago, seemed like a long time since the Penguins had a home game.
It's been a long time.
Vela just didn't really get into his slide game. It's great to see him just 4 minutes into the game get a quality slide, not just sliding for fun. You know, that was the only thing that would have worked, and he read it to perfection.
Yeah, and not get carded for it.
Cordova plays it all the way over the top to Guevara, but it's offsides. Good look by Cordova. Guevara just got a little bit too eager on the play, but Cordova, one of the seniors, has got that big left foot. And he'll be playing left back for most of the game, trying to play those balls over the top to Mitnick and Guevara. Tackled by Valdez Mendoza. Ref gets in the way of Musiana. And the ball is in the air all the way to Valdez Mendoza. Schilling gets wide, gives him an option, gets the ball. Mitchell goes down the line. Musiana has the ball. Valdez plays it all the way back to Vanderpool. Keeps on the right side. A little missed touch by Vanderpool, but he keeps it in to Schilling. Schilling tries to get the turnaround point. Loma working hard against Austin Mobley. Mobley has the ball. Looks wide. Good one touch by Point Loma, and Mobley will take it. Defended by Vela. Plays it past Vanderpool. Ten Bosch has it on the left side, but Senis gets it. Ten Bosch takes it on the left side. Plays it all the way to Mobley. Mobley tries to push it past and gets tripped up on the play, and it's a foul right outside of the 18-yard box. About 20 yards away on the left side of that 18-yard box in a very dangerous position for Point Loma Nazarene University.
It was a bit scary for a second because after the foul, he ended up in the box, so it looked for a second like he might have been taken down in the box, which would be a penalty kick, but not the case.
Well, I would say Mobley definitely sold that one. It was a foul, but he sure did jump a long way to make sure the ref saw that.
It was a slight push and a huge fall.
It'll be both Ten Bosch and Ortega on the kick. Looks like Ten Bosch will be the one. He shoots it, but it's right at the wall. Now it's the cross all the way over the top to the head of number two, Bobby Ornelas, taken away by Casey Gibson. 38.5 minutes left in this half. And Gibson will keep it in the backfield, throwing it to Valdez Mendoza. Vanderpool plays it to Senis, and Point Loma University has really kept this Penguin offense in their own half so far, just trying to keep possession, not really too much that they're getting. Musiana now has the ball. Gets past the slide, but takes it. Guevara tries to take the ball and gets tripped up on the play. It'll be a foul on Kenny Ortega. Penguin ball. Musiana's free kick. As Coach Phil Bleci guard screaming to Fabian Valdez Mendoza to go up there. They want this to be an attacking free kick. Musiana's ball is up in the air. Mitchell almost has a head. It's past him for Vanderpool, and the keeper scoops it up. Carter Phillips was a little bit hesitant on the first play, started to go up on Musiana's free kick, had to go back. Mitchell almost got a head to skim it past him, but Phillips was able to cradle the ball out of the danger zone.
Yeah, because of that hesitation by Phillips, if Mitchell could have just got the slightest touch on that ball and lofted it just over the head, he might have had a goal. It was a very good cross in from the back, but Dominican tried to play it high. Mitchell, much taller than any Point Loma defender, narrowly missed.
And Musiana is so good on those pinpoint free kicks, too. Dominican's very lucky to have him. Mobley on the left side. Now to Ortega. Defended by Guevara in the middle of the field. Back to Mobley, and Point Loma will look to just keep possession through the backfield. Mitchell is on the chase. Gets turned around. Now Schilling is on the chase. And every time I say Ryan Schilling's name, it's hard for me not to say his nickname on the team, and that's Shingles. Because last year, during the season, he actually got shingles. And it was a little unfortunate, and, you know, we kind of got on him a little bit, made fun of him. And it just happens that his last name is fairly close to the word shingles. So now he's just known as Shingles. And he's fine with it, too. He's totally okay with it. He likes the nickname.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Garrett Mitchell now in the middle of the field looking for Mitnick, but can't quite find him. Plays it to the defender, J.J. Redding, who plays it all the way back. Redding now in the backfield. 36 minutes left in this half. Tries to play the big through ball, but Senneth clears it away. It's right to Wingrove, who goes all the way up the field, defended by Vanderpool. Now plays it out wide on the left side to Acosta, defended by Valdez. Acosta tries to play Ortega down the line, but a little miscommunication there. Casey Gibson has no trouble with it. And he will just simply throw it to Musciano wide open next to the 18-yard box. Movement up top, Mitnick all the way out wide on the opposite side. And here's Valdez on the right side. He lets it go out for a throw-in. Keeps possession with Musciano, has a man on his back. Good communication, them telling them. And it looks like Garrett Mitchell is actually a little bit hobbled on the play. Might have pulled something, might have pulled a quad. He went down, holding his quad right now.
On the right side.
Sad to see, especially on his senior day. 10 minutes into this game, and Garrett Mitchell's day is coming to a halt fairly soon.
Well, let's just hope it's a cramp.
Yeah, let's hope it's a simple cramp instead of maybe a pulled muscle or even worse. He walked off the field without help, which is always a good sign to see.
It looked like a cramp on his way off, and we can hope.
He was holding that quad. The trainer, Tara, will take a look, and David Mendez will be the substitution going up top now for the Penguins.
It's not a bad guy to bring in.
Not at all. One of the leading scorers for Dominican, David Mendez. He's having a very good year, even by his standards. 35 minutes left in this half, and it will be Point Loma ball. They play it through the middle still in their half. Good pressure by Valdez, but Point Loma plays it around, keeps possession. Valdez has to work far back to get into his defensive position. Does, forces a bad pass, and it will be Penguin ball. Valdez Mendoza got back in a hurry and forced a bad pass. It'll now be Valdez Mendoza's ball. He plays it back to Vanderpool, who looks up, looks for something, finds Musciano on the right, about at midfield, and just a little bit of triangle play by Dominican, but not necessarily quality triangle play. They had to bring it all the way back to their own goalie on that, not something that they wanted to do. Ortega's ball now, as Point Loma took over. Mobley on the left side, defended by Schilling. Plays Ortega down the line, who saves it, just barely. Valdez Mendoza on the defense. Ortega goes at him, has the right-footed cross in the middle, and Cordova heads it away. Good defensive header there. Now Mitnick will try to keep the ball. Plays it out wide to Cordova. To Guevara. Cordova. Plays it to Guevara, and Guevara just barely keeps the ball, still on his feet. Tries to go down the line himself and dribbles it out of bounds. Senis on the defense for the throw-in. Guevara trips him up a little bit, but there's no foul, and Senis will take the ball himself up the middle of the field. Has Mitnick on the left, has David Mendez on the right. Gives it to David. Has the shot, it's off of the defender's back heel. But Guevara will take the ball about 25 yards away. It's on his left foot, has the left-footed shot. It's to the right side of the goal, but it's saved by Carter Phillips. Good shot by Guevara, took that rebound and had his own left-footed shot, and I have seen him with a cannon of a left foot. Unfortunately, not on that time. Was to a corner, but Phillips was able to cradle it up.
Yeah, but that whole opportunity was set up by Senis in the back. Tackled the guy with the ball, went down. Everyone stopped expecting a foul except Senis. He kept pushing. Whistle never blew. Wide open opportunity.
Yeah, good job by Senis. He will take an attacking chance anytime he can too, like any center back will. 13, Acosta looks up the middle of the field. Plays it to 10, Bosch. Out to the right to Ortega. Tries to play it over the top to Langstaff, but Senis is there. Tries to clear it out. Mitnick on the chase now while Ortega has the ball. He plays it out wide to Langstaff. Langstaff tries to cross it back into Ortega, but it's taken away by Vanderpool. Dominican has the clearance. It's still in the danger zone for Dominican, but Guevara takes the ball. Tries to play it around the defender. Ornelas takes it. Ornelas has it now, plays it back to Wingrove. Point Loma keeping possession here. Ornelas in the middle of the field. They're just going right to left until they finally find an opening. Trying to find an opening here is Wingrove. Musiana stops him, though, doesn't let anything happen. Wingrove still with the ball. Not a lot of pressure on the ball, though. Tries to play a really tight pass inside. Gravaris has none of it and plays it out. Might have a little counter opportunity here. Mitnick dribbling up the field. Has Shingles on the right side. Shingles plays it to Mendez, who tries to play it to Valdez. Mendoza can't quite get it right to his feet. Vanderpool has to recover, take the ball himself, and he'll play it back to Gibson. A little bit of a restart for the Penguin offense. 31 minutes left in this half.
And the offense really hasn't gotten much going, which is rare for Dominican. They had the one run by Senes, which ended up in a Guevara shot. But other than that, they've been having trouble just getting across midfield here today.
Schilling is called for the foul on that one. He doesn't think so, but it is a foul nonetheless right on Mobley, right next to the broadcast studio.
Yeah, we had a pretty good look at that one, and I think the foul call was just there. It was more than just a tiny push from Schilling.
Yeah, Schilling definitely got his shoulder into him. And, he did that on purpose, too. He knows what he did. Ortega in the middle of the field, and he'll just play it back. Ornelas now. Tackled by Schwab Musiana, and Musiana takes the ball. Now to Guevara. Has Mitnick on the left side, Mendez on the right. Plays Mendez on the right side. It's a good ball. Mendez with the shot. It's saved by Carter Phillips to his left. Good shot by David Mendez from about 15 yards away. Kind of a sharp angle, but it didn't matter. Carter Phillips really had to make a good play on that. There is a substitution on the field. Ryan Schilling is coming out of the game most likely for the last time as Nuri Bonacosta goes in on the right side attacking for Dominican. It'll be a corner kick. Valdez Mendoza will take it on the right side. 30 minutes left in this half. Ball's in the air. To the middle. Diving defensive header by Point Loma out of nowhere. Kind of took the ball from Senes. Senes had no idea that diving header was coming. And the ball is played all the way across the field diagonally to the right side. Number 22, Taylor Langstaff, is going right at Vanderpool. Vanderpool just looks at him and says, "Why are you going right after me? Do you really think you can go after me?" Vanderpool definitely likes to give an intimidating look once in a while. Valdez Mendoza heads it out of the danger zone. Mitnick takes it, bounces off his head a few times, and it'll be Point Loma's ball. Mobley into 10 Bosch, going at Senes on the left side. Has a left-footed shot, saved by Casey Gibson, and he cradles it up. Good job of really staying central inside of the goal by Casey Gibson. Didn't let that sharp angle by 10 Bosch get anything.
Yeah, you could tell that 10 Bosch probably doesn't have much of a left foot there because he had an open left-footed shot, didn't take it, dribbled closer, and then a weak left-footed shot. So he was really trying to work back to the right side, but Dominican didn't let him.
We'll see if Dominican can use that information to their credit to really force him to his left side the entire game. Mobley plays the big through ball over the top of Valdez Mendoza. Senes is there for the help, though. Nothing too dangerous for Dominican. Vela to Guevara. Has time to turn. To Mitnick now. Mitnick plays it inside. Has the give and go with David Mendez, and it's just a bit long to Carter Phillips. Phillips read it all the way and really came out aggressively on Mitnick.
That was a great look by Mendez, though.
On the right side now. Vanderpool's on the defense. Here comes Langstaff. 10 Bosch into Ortega. Mendez on the chase. A lot of good one-touch play by Point Loma here. And finally, Vanderpool comes in to step in. He's got to hurry back, though. Senes on the defense. Vela takes the ball, plays it to Senes, who now clears it out to Nuri Bonacosta, going at his man. Into Guevara. Fakes the give and go, now plays it to an open Cordova, who has plenty of space on the left side. About at midfield. Cordova looking on his left foot and finally finds Mendez in the back. To Musiana, they keep the ball and he tries to dribble up. Mendez has a wide open Valdez Mendoza on the right side, doesn't find him.
Guevara finds Mitnick. He's not offsides. Good play. It's a one-on-one with Carter Phillips. He plays it inside, and it's cleared out of the danger zone by someone. Did that hit the post? Wow, that hit the post. That was a crazy angle. Colby Mitnick almost just scored that from about a 10-degree angle, even with the goalie right in front of him.
Yeah, but I think Mitnick did the best he could have. I think he couldn't have got it more towards the open net than he did. He just didn't have an angle to put that one in.
Absolutely. I thought no way was he going to shoot that and get anything of it. Guevara on the outside of the 18. Tries to dribble past his man. Falls down, asks for a foul. No foul on the play. It'll be a simple goal kick for Point Loma.
It was close. He definitely got pushed, but I don't think it was anything deserving of a penalty kick, so that's probably why they let it fly. If it was at midfield, I think they would have called it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's going to take a lot to get a PK out of a ref, especially this early in the game, too. Vela with a big header on top of Ortega. Tries to get the clear, too, but can't quite get it, and Point Loma has the ball. They play it into Ten Posh. Plays it over to Valdez Mendoza's side. Acosta will work for it. Nothing there, and it's played back to Casey Gibson. Musciano looking up the field, looking for someone. Plays it out to Valdez, to Vanderpool, just playing it through the back, keeping possession, knowing that Point Loma will break down defensively at some point if you just keep those fast passes going. Couldn't get it there. Vanderpool is taken. Ten Bosch now has Senes on the one-on-one outside the 18. A very big clear and a big slide on number 22, Taylor Landstaff. It looked like he slid into Cordova and Gibson at the same time as Gibson got the ball. Dangerous play by Taylor Langstaff, but no foul on the play.
How about that brave piece of keeping there from Casey Gibson sliding in? There's four boots flying in the air right there. He didn't care.
Dominican on the quick counter. Mitnick plays it out to Mendez on the right side. He goes line. Oh, and just pushes it a little too far in front of him. Got tripped up by himself a little bit on the play and couldn't quite get the acceleration that he wanted.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to create a little opening to get across into the middle, which is what I think Dominican needs to do. Point Loma defenders are short. They have big guys that can get forward. Unfortunately, the biggest guy was probably the one getting the cross in Mendez.
Exactly. Vela with a big header. And it's played to Mendez. To Guevara. Has a fancy little touch. Now to Mendez. To Guevara. Good two-man game by them. Guevara gets taken out by the goalie on the play, but Carter Phillips takes the ball. Guevara getting pushed around all over the field. But honestly, it's a credit to him because that's just saying that he is all over the field too, and they need to push him around to stop him.
Yeah, he's getting bounced around, and while we keep noting that the Point Loma defenders are short, they are not small.
No.
They are very strong defenders.
Very big
team.
Difference. Stoppage on the play as the ref looks to Cordova with a very disapproving glance on that play, and the yellow card won't be brought out, actually, just a talking to. Cordova really went into the back of that player as Ortega comes up limping a little bit, but not quite worthy of a card, especially at midfield, not in a dangerous position. Cordova didn't deserve a yellow, didn't get one. We have 23 and a half minutes left in this half.
Now, Jordan, you've been on both sides of that, the defender and the referee. What do you think was said to Cordova right there?
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say he said, don't do that again or else.
It'll
because,
be yellow.
Yes. And especially if he does something of that caliber again. Even if he does something a little bit smaller than that, he might get a yellow. Because now the ref will really be watching out for specifically Cordova. And Cordova not known as a dirty player at all. Really not getting a lot of fouls. However, he is known to be aggressive. Valdez Mendoza tries to get the cross on the right side. It's flicked off of Mobley for a Dominican corner kick.
Now, I want to see something different from this corner. The last two Dominican have had, they've played it low. And that plays into the strength of Point Loma because they are smaller, but they're wider, so they're able to clear it. I want to see one up over the top to a Senes, a Vanderpool, or a Mendez.
It's played to the middle of the field. Musiana has a shot with his head, and it's just barely saved by Carter Phillips. Musiana came screaming in from 15 yards away. It hit off of his head, trying to go far post over Phillips, and Phillips barely got a fingertip on the play, just grazing it over the top of the goalpost.
What a great header there by Musiana, and an even better save. That was truly impressive.
Those reaction saves, especially over your head, sometimes can be so tough. And I don't think anybody thought Musiana would get to that ball and get a header of that quality, too. Short corner now. Played into Mitnick. Plays it down the line. It's taken away by Point Loma. Taken away again by Point Loma on the attempted cross. And it looks like number 11, Isaac Gomez, has the ball. Or excuse me, Nico Acosta.
Yeah, Dominican keeps getting these corners, and I think I just want to see them keep pounding through the air. You see, they went to it for a third time, finally found a head in Musiana, and that's going to be how they're going to get a goal off the set piece. Not the short corners, because Point Loma's defense has been on point so far in this one.
Well, exactly like you said, Dominican has got to use their size advantage. Musiana is actually listed at 5'10". But that's a big 5'10".
I'm not buying it either.
Not at all. I mean, I'm 5'9", and I'm at least 3 inches shorter than him. Through ball over the top to no one for Point Loma. Senes and Vanderpool look at each other, make sure that the danger is out of the way. It's played all the way to Valdez Mendoza on the right side. He'll look to dribble a little bit. Mendez cuts back. And it'll just have to be played all the way back to the left. A switch of the field by Valdez Mendoza over to Cordova. 20 minutes left in this half with 5 shots for Dominican, 2 shots for Point Loma, and nothing to show for it for either team. Guevara comes across the field. It's played by Mendez. He tries to flick it to Mitnick. Mitnick didn't know, and Mendez tries to take it himself. Mobley pushes Mendez out of the way to let it go out for a throw-in. And actually, good sportsmanship by Mobley on that one. He didn't mean to really hurt Mendez on that play. He was just trying to make sure that he didn't get the ball. Acosta on the left side now. Taken by Fabian Valdez. Great defense. Musiana to Mitnick on the right side. Has David Mendez. Oh, and almost had the give and go to Mitnick. Mendez decided against it, though. Saw a couple defenders going towards Mitnick. Mitnick goes right at Mobley. Almost cuts him inside, but it's kicked out for a Dominican throw. It'll be Valdez Mendoza's throw on the right side. He gets the ball back. Has a right-footed cross. It's into Guevara. Off of his chest. High pressure by Point Loma, and he has to just kick it out of bounds for a goal kick.
Yeah, Guevara may be one of only a few Dominican players that doesn't have the height advantage in the matchup against the defenders. And of course, he's the one who gets the cross in the middle. But he's so nifty in there that you expect him to trap it, turn, and get a shot off.
Yeah, nifty is a very, very good word to describe him. He's so creative with the ball and the way he gets the ball, too. He came out of nowhere, hit that off of his chest, and was waiting to get a move on that. He can play with his chest, feet, thigh, doesn't matter, as long as the ball is near him. It'll be Acosta in the middle of the field. For Point Loma, tries to play a through ball, past Senes, gets it to Ten Bosch, tries to flick it right over Casey Gibson, but it's over everything for a goal kick.
Yeah, and that wasn't going to work. Gibson was all over that one, went up and actually slammed the top crossbar just to let Point Loma know that he was there.
Well, juniors Dylan Wingrove of Point Loma and Sam Vela of Dominican University were getting into it a little bit of a tussle. Too much physicality. The ref was having no more of it. Decided to talk to them and plead that there has to be no more of that extra physicality. Physicality is fine, and aggressiveness is just fine. But when it's extra, when it's too much, that's when it starts to get dangerous. And especially since Vela is the captain of this Dominican Penguin team, it's so important for him to really keep his head in check and the rest of his teammates' heads in check. That's his job as the captain.
And especially because Vela is probably the chippiest player in the league.
Played out to Mendez on the right side. Has a right-footed cross. It's high in the air to the far post. Over everything, though, out for a goal kick.
You know, that's the right idea, though. Play it up high, let your guys go and get it. It's just unfortunate that both high crosses played in have been by Mendez, who is the guy you want at the other end of the cross.
Yeah, I'd really like to see Mitnick keep making those down-the-line runs and keep giving them those over-the-top through balls, or any type of through balls, because I don't think there is a defender that can handle Mitnick's speed. Valdez plays it to Musiana, flicks it to Vela, looks up the field, now looks back at the field, tries to play it, and he plays it right towards Ten Bosch. Now it's Senis on the defense. Vela gets back. Aggressive play by Vela and Ten Bosch. And Vela trips up Ten Bosch on the play, begging for something, but it is a yellow card on Sam Vela right away. The ref was quick on the card. It's about 35 yards away from the goal.
And I think that had to have been because of the prior activity by Vela. Had that been a lone incident, I don't think he would have been carded.
Oh, definitely. It was a little bit late on the play, but Vela wasn't looking to hurt him at all. He was really just looking to stop the play. He was just simply too late on the tackle. And again, this is about 35 yards away in a bit of a dangerous area that Point Loma might try to take advantage of. They might try to shoot this. It would definitely be a far shot, but nothing that number 13 Nico Acosta can't handle. It's a cross instead and right to Gibson, who comes out strong. Plays on the ground to Valdez Mendoza. Has Mendez wide. Doesn't find him. Plays Vela in the middle. And they'll switch the field over to Cordova. About 16 and a half minutes left in this half. Nery Bonacosta tries to dribble three guys and it gets taken away. And Point Loma will pass it all the way back. There's a big clearance by the keeper headed away by Senis and it's taken by Guevara. Gets past his man. Pushes it with his right foot. Cuts it to the right side. A big shot and it's just over the bar. That was a screamer that Carter Phillips would have had no chance to save if it was on target. Unfortunately, that was about 6 inches over the bar. My goodness, what a shot.
Yeah, Guevara just playing the outside of his right foot, kind of turning gradually as he went towards the middle and then fired the rocket just over the bar. But that's the idea of the kind of touches you get from Guevara. They're almost all quality, no matter what part of the foot or body he's using.
Well, as he was dribbling that ball, he keeps the ball so close to him every single time he's dribbling the ball. And as a defender, you're waiting and waiting and waiting for that opportunity to step in and take it. But Guevara simply doesn't give you that opportunity because the ball is always so close to that right foot of his. Played in to Wingrove. Has Vela on, chasing back on the defense. Wingrove on his right foot. Defended by Senis. Played over to Langstaff on the right side. Defended by Cordova. Langstaff cuts it to his left foot, and it's cleared out by Senis. Big shot by number 21, Matt Steinhaus, the defender, coming in for a little offense, and it's way over the bar. Gibson will have himself a goal kick.
I think that was more of a shot because there's nothing else he could have done with that. If he controls it, it gets taken away by any number of Dominican defenders, so might as well just put one on goal and see if he can get lucky.
And that's well done by Nery Bonacosta to come back and defend Steinhaus, even though he's supposed to be an attacker. Ball is in the middle of the field now. Vela trips up number 21, Matt Steinhaus. And that's another late foul by Sam Vela. We still have about 60, 65 minutes left in this game, and he already has a yellow. Gotta be careful.
Yeah, I think we'll see less of Vela in the second half because you can't risk in the red going a man down. As it looks like Josh Godoy starting to warm up on the sideline now for Dominican, and maybe for that very reason.
And Josh Godoy does play central defensive mid, the same position that Sam Vela is in. Nery Bonacosta now on the left side, defended by Langstaff. Tried to play out by Cordova. It's kicked away by Langstaff. Now it's Sennis' ball. He plays it to the middle. Guevara has a nice touch. Has to keep the ball. The defense is hard by J.J. Redding. Doesn't matter. Guevara kicks it away. Almost gives it to Nuri Bonacosta, but it's cleared by Point Loma. All the way back to Sennis and Vanderpool, who will try to start the offense yet again for Dominican. Big through ball by Vanderpool. Tried to flick to himself. Mendez almost got it, but it's cleared away by the keeper now. Valdez Mendoza is on the defense. And here's Ortega in the middle of the field. Out to Langstaff. Defended by Cordova on the right side. Gets by Cordova, but not enough to keep it in bounds. Good job by Cordova, as knowing where his sideline was, knowing that if Langstaff is going to push it towards the sideline, especially that hard, then there's nothing to worry about because that ball is simply going out of bounds.
Yeah, absolutely. For a defender, the sideline is your teammate, and he used him well there.
Absolutely. Love that sideline as a defender. Valdez Mendoza now on the right side. Plays it down the line to Mitnick. Tries to do that classic outside of the right turn, and he actually keeps the ball somehow, even though he was double-teamed. Played into Musiana, but a little bit off the mark. Vanderpool on the header. Towering over Daniel Ten Bosch. Ten Bosch is only 5'6", while Vanderpool sits at a very, very big 6'2", 195. I'd say it's a little tough for a 5'6 guy to push Vanderpool out of the way.
Yeah, nearly impossible. I mean, physics have their way with that one.
There is a substitution now. Sam Vela asking me? Are you sure, me?
That's Sam for you.
Yeah, I don't think Sam would ever be taken out of the game. He could have a broken leg out there, and he'll still ask to play.
Yeah, that's Sam, though. I mean, you have a yellow, same position, coming in, and you still don't think it's you. And he's telling Delano, I don't know. I don't know why you're doing this. You're crazy.
He comes off the field just shrugging his shoulders, not knowing anything that's going on with the referee, with anything on the field. Give him time to collect his thoughts on the bench, though.
You got to love Sam.
I'm sure he'll be coming on, getting plenty of minutes in the second half. Mendez, now to Guevara in the middle of the field. Out to Cordova, still in an attacking position. There's that big left foot, tries to get the clearance over to Mitnick, and it's to Valdez Mendoza, who tries to play it to Mitnick, and Carter Phillips is right there, takes the ball. There is 11 minutes left in this half. Still a couple of goose eggs on the scoreboard, though, even though there have been 10 total shots. Shots 6 for Dominican, 4 for Point Loma. Valdez Mendoza now has to have some hard defense. Gets back enough to get the D, though, and let Vanderpool clear it out. Vanderpool plays it, tries to give it to Guevara, but it's a high kick on Guevara. Now Ten Bosch, defended by Vanderpool. Vanderpool tries to push him out of the way. Ten Bosch keeps the ball. Now has Sennis, and it's kicked right into Sennis on the shot. Langstaff on the right side. Played it back to his teammate. Tried to play it into Ten Bosch, and now Godoy on the defense. Out to Langstaff on the right side. The cross is in the middle, and it's taken by Casey Gibson. Good play by Point Loma, but better defense by Dominican. Even when Ten Bosch got by Vanderpool, Sennis was right there for the recovery to stop Ten Bosch's rifling shot. Cleared all the way out by Point Loma. Taken by Cordova, though, in the middle of the field. He looks to dribble. Tries to play it over the through ball. It's a very good through ball to Mitnick. The beautiful play by Mitnick, and it's a goal! Oh my goodness! That was one of the most amazing touches I've ever seen. Mitnick got right behind the central defender, took it on a one touch on his right foot, and with that one touch, simply pushed it past the goalie and played it into the goal, 1-0, with 10 minutes left in this half.
Yeah, it almost seemed like he might have kicked it off the defender into the goal, too. It was right on the line. Didn't get really good view of it from here on the sideline, but it ultimately was kicked in by the defender, but I think it was already in when he kicked it. I think they wanted an offsides on Mitnick. Wasn't called. Dominican goes up 1-0, and you mentioned how Casey Gibson might be the biggest cheerleader on the team. He was right in the middle of the celebration on the other side of the field. He left the goal to let the team know how much he appreciates it.
Sprinting down there to get a part of that celebration. Absolutely, I love it. Yeah, that defender almost got back and saved that goal, even though Mitnick pushed it past Carter Phillips, the keeper for Point Loma. Ten Bosch with a big shot right to Casey Gibson, who cradles it up. And yeah, that defender almost got back and saved that shot. Mitnick wasn't worried, though, as he simply played it in for a beautiful, beautiful goal. And here he is again. Gets past his defender, Mobley. It's a one-on-one opportunity with his left foot, and it's right to the keeper. Carter Phillips has a beautiful save. Guevara has the rebound, though. Pushes it to his left foot. Tries to curl it around the outside, and it's saved by the defender. But the Penguins still have the ball. Now it's Guevara on the right side. Has Godoy on the help, but he plays it to the middle. Mendez now might have a shot. He tries to play it over the top to Valdez, and Point Loma keeps the ball now. Godoy is on the defense, and they've got to work back because here comes a counter for Point Loma. Number 18, Dylan Wingrove, down the middle of the field. Godoy, good job of getting back, but a wide-open Langstaff on the right side now. Langstaff going at Cordova. Has a right-footed cross over the top out by Valdez Mendoza, but it's right to Ortega on the left side. In the box, Ortega pushes it to his right foot, has a shot, but it's saved by Casey Gibson, diving to his right side. The shot was on the ground, and Casey Gibson got his hands down in a hurry. Really quick hands, quick movement by Gibson.
And it's going to take a much better effort than that from Point Loma to score on Gibson today. It's hard to score on him when you put one in the corner. You go right at him, he's going to stop that all day.
That was actually a very, very good opportunity by Point Loma. They had the counter.
It was an open shot, too.
And they played it well. But Ortega just couldn't get past Valdez Mendoza and Gibson at the same time. Acosta down the middle of the field. Taken by Valdez, though. Now it's out wide to Mobley. And Valdez will again be on the defense. Mobley with the big left-footed cross. It's over Gibson, and he has to just barely get over to the other side, punch it away, and Cordova gets back to the back post to clear it out for a throw-in.
And it's going to be a goal kick for Dominican, actually, as Gibson didn't get a finger to that. It looked like he might have. He didn't. Went out of bounds before it was cleared out, so works out nicely there for Dominican.
Dangerous play nonetheless, though, as that ball just barely got over the fingertips of Casey Gibson. If Point Loma had a man on that back post, they would have had a golden opportunity. Muciano now on the left side. Haven't heard much from Muciano lately in these past about 15 minutes. He is a huge part of that Dominican offense. Let's see if he can get going a little bit more. Godoy now in the inside. Looks up. Tries to play it to Guevara, but it's taken away by Ornelas, who now plays it to Ten Bosch. Has Wingrove streaking down the left side. Vanderpool has to hurry back. Wingrove going right at Vanderpool. Pushes it to his right foot in the inside. Now has Acosta on the left. Has a beautiful shot over the hand of Casey Gibson, and it's in the goal. This is a tie game, 1-1, with 6 minutes left in this half. He had a wonderful right-footed shot that just curled over the fingertips of keeper Casey Gibson.
Yeah, we said it was going to take a great effort to get by Gibson today, and there it was. And not much Casey could have done about that one. Went out to play the hard low one, it looked like, and it just got lofted right over his head. Beautiful shot. Sometimes you can't do anything about it.
And again, on that counterattack, a lot of Point Loma attackers with very few Penguin defenders. Vanderpool had to recover and play it all the way on the right side, which left a huge gap on that left side for number 13, Nico Acosta, to come in and claim as his own. Mendez to Mitnick. Gets the turn. Good turn by Mitnick. Gets pushed around, gets up, and cuts the guy all over the place. Mitnick is on fire right now. Mitnick is really having quite the game so far, really doing what he wants with his right foot.
It took him a little while. There's some poor touches early on. Wasn't streaking down the right side. You commented on that. But I think he might have heard you because he's doing it now, and he's really opening things up for this Penguins offense.
We'll go ahead and say that's the reason. He probably heard me. Number two, Bobby Ornelas, now tries to play the through ball, but Senis is right there. To Nuri Bonacosta, another guy on this Penguin team that hasn't seen a lot of action, a lot of attacking action in these last 15 minutes. Guevara down the middle of the field, right down the middle of the field. Has his defender turn around, has a shot, it's a goal! Pedro Guevara, the senior, in his last game as a Penguin, gets his goal. The step over, pushed it to his right foot and played it right past Carter Phillips from about 20 yards away with the right foot.
That was impressive. Ran with that ball a long way, lost the defender at the very end, faked left, went right, then found the left corner. Nothing anybody could have done about that. That's just Pedro Guevara for you.
Well, the defender had no idea what to do. He actually made a full 360 because he had no idea whether Guevara was going to the right or left or even middle. Turns out, Guevara just decided, I'm going to score on you.
Just a reminder real quick, folks. In between games, Coach Jonathan Delano is going to be on with Jordan talking about this game and his seniors. And trust me, Pedro Guevara's name will be mentioned heavily, so stay tuned for that.
Exciting stuff in between the games. Mobley tries to play it over the top of everyone, but Vanderpool is there. Now to 10 Bosch. Back to the goal, plays Mobley on the left side. Saves it from going out of bounds. Valdez Mendoza has a 2-on-1, doesn't know what to do. Over to Acosta. Good tackle by Valdez Mendoza and simply takes the ball from Acosta, but he plays it right to Mobley. Here's Wingrove. Has to play it all the way over to the right side to Steinhaus. Keep their attack going. Langstaff now really pushes the ball forward too much, actually, and Senes has the slide. Now Guevara in the middle of the field, looking up. Musiana keeps possession, plays the open Valdez. Musiana to Vanderpool. Godoy now. Bonacosta gets all the way over to the right side. Maybe this will help a little bit. A lot of movement by Nuri Bonacosta off the ball. About 3 minutes left in this half. And the score is now 2-1. Now 15 minutes ago, I was saying they were goose eggs. And all of a sudden, boom, 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 3 goals right away.
Yeah, and they've all been spectacular. We haven't seen one cheap goal. No rebounds. It's been beautiful play here.
Musiana down the middle of the field. Has Valdez on the right side open, but it's played behind him. Out for a Point Loma throw-in on their left side in their defensive half.
Just a little miscommunication there. As Valdez wanted to sprint towards the goal, Mendez thought he played out wide. It's going to happen.
Valdez was looking, I'm trying to go to goal.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not crossing anything. I'm shooting.
All the way back to Paul Malerbe, the center back for Point Loma. Ten Bosch will compete with Senes on the header.
Good luck.
But exactly, Chris Senes takes the ball, and now he's dribbled up the field. To Musiana, has a defender right on his back. And there's finally a foul called. Malerbe had a couple hands on Musiana's back. Musiana was really just waiting for the call, finally gets it. It's about 40 yards away in a fairly dangerous area, about 2 minutes left in this half. 10 shots for Dominican so far and 7 for Point Loma Nazarene.
Where do you think they're going to try and play this ball right here, Jordan? To get one into the box here at the end.
Well, it looks like Senes will be the one to actually take the free kick, and that allows Musiana to get up there for the header. We have Musiana and Mendez and Vanderpool in there for the header. They're really going to use their size. The ball is kicked in. It's a good cross, but headed away by Point Loma. Now Cordova on the defense, and Point Loma keeps the ball. Wingrove on the left side. Looking up, finding no one, and finally finds Acosta. Has Valdez on him. That's a huge match all the way throughout this game. Acosta got the ball taken away from him by Mitnick, and instinctually grabbed Mitnick's shoulder and almost tried to throw him to the other side, and there's a foul called. Minute left in this half. Bonacosta now, looking up, tries to play Musiana, and here comes a counter for Point Loma. Wingrove takes the ball, has 10 Bosch on his right side. 4 defenders back, and they get the through ball to Wingrove on the left side. Vanderpool is on the defense at the corner of the 18-yard box on the left. Plays it back to Acosta. to the middle now. Ortega looking up, defended by Guevara. Taken by Swap Mushiana. No foul on the play. Minnick is onside, and there's a one-on-one opportunity for Minnick. The defender's getting back. Minnick has the shot, and the defender got back enough to kick it out for a corner kick with 15 seconds left in the half. And that was just about the opportunity to end this half. Colby Minnick, again, using his speed to get that one-on-one opportunity, as here is the first half buzzer. It ends 2-1. 10 shots by Dominican and 7 by Point Loma. A lot of play in the middle of the field for those first 30 minutes, and all of the sudden, in the last 15, the scoring opened up, and Dominican has taken advantage, going up 2-1. We'll see you in about 15 minutes after the break for halftime. This is Jordan Smith for Brian Sanchez. You're listening to Penguin Radio. And we are back at Canley Field for the men's soccer second half now. And as both teams are out there ready to play, 45 minutes left in this exciting game. And man, is this an exciting game. 2-1 right now. Dominican is up on Point Loma Nazarene University. Both teams look very, very ready to play. 11 shots in that first half by Dominican. 4 of them, actually, by Mitnick, 3 by Mitchell, and 3 by Guevara. So just a few people getting the shots in for all of Dominican, but it didn't matter as they are still up in this game. The action gets started 20 seconds into this half. Mushiana has the ball, plays it back to Senis. Plenty of time. And finally, the bench tells him that he has plenty of time, so he's allowed to turn around. Valdez Mendoza tries to take a heavy touch up, get himself into a forward position, but it's too heavy of a touch. Dominican will have to chase defensively. Mendez probably uses the word chase more than anyone on this entire team. He is relentless on the pursuit, especially chasing those defenders back and forth, not letting them get anything substantial.
Yeah, because he knows if he can pressure enough to get a steal, he could have an open look on goal.
Exactly, and on that one, he pressured enough to make them make a bad pass. Unfortunately, Chris Senis loses it to Ten Bosch. Ten Bosch tries to dribble past him. Cordova gets back defensively. Ten Bosch runs into his own player, and it's stolen by Dominican. Here comes Mushiana. To Guevara in the middle. Plays it with his left foot. To Mendez. Has time. Plenty of time, actually. Didn't even know because his team didn't tell him, but is able to play it to Mushiana, who now tries to go towards the middle of the field on his right foot, looking towards the right. Has Vela, who will now look forward. Over to Valdez Mendoza on the right side. Mushiana now keeps the ball with Vanderpool in the back, who plays a big through ball to Mendez. Over to Guevara. Has Minnick on the right side. Takes it to the middle. Now plays Mitnick. Mitnick goes down the line on Mobley. The right-footed cross almost to Mendez, but it's taken by Point Loma. They clear it out to Ortega, who plays Ten Bosch. Has Vanderpool right on him. Ten Bosch is able to get squared up, but Vanderpool has none of it. Plays it to Valdez. Has Guevara. Tries to play Mitnick, but too many Point Loma defenders are in the middle, and they take the ball. Vanderpool. Heavy on the attack and on the aggressiveness, really putting the pressure on Ten Bosch, making him be incredibly creative and incredibly crafty with the ball, because that's one of the only ways to go against Vanderpool's size and brute strength, is being so crafty. Mushiana almost has the ball, but it's taken by Point Loma.
Some lineup notes here for Dominican. Sam Vela, who exited with the yellow card in the first half, back in there. Casey Gibson still working in the goal. And David Mendez, as has been mentioned much in this half, still in there for the injured Garrett Mitchell that I believe Jordan has a report on.
Well, Garrett Mitchell, actually, a little bit of bad news. It wasn't a cramp. He pulled his quad muscle, which doesn't sound good. He told me at halftime that he will definitely try to play if he has a chance to go in the last maybe 6, 7, 10 minutes. But really, you don't want to see him tear anything or really hurt himself too much in terms of long-term injuries, because that's always, always bad. Nery Bonacosta can't quite save it. It's out for a point. Loma, corner kick. It'll be Taylor Langstaff kicking the corner from the right side. 41 minutes left in this half now. Even David Mendez gets all the way back to defend on these corners. Got to get those big bodies in there, leaving Colby Mitnick all alone up top against 2 Point Loma defenders. The kick is low to the near post, cleared out by Corey Vanderpool. Headed all the way back in by Point Loma. Fabian Valdez gets to it, though. Here comes Muciana down the field. Takes it. Pulled down by number 27, Andrew Sanders. And there is a yellow card on the play, a deserved yellow card. That was number 21, Matt Steinhaus, that got the yellow. He saw the counterattack that Swap Muciana was trying to play and really was having none of it, as Swap Muciana basically just played with the ref with the ball. As the ref was writing down the yellow card, Muciana kept kicking the ball into the ref's back heel and trying to meg him.
Nothing but smiles on the Dominican bench. They're loving it.
It's always good, especially, I mean, it's the last game of the season. It's so great to see that they are having so much fun out there, even as we are in November.
Yeah, absolutely, and the yellow card was deserved, but I heard the referees talking during halftime, and they're going to try and blow a lot of whistles on small plays in this one. They're going to try and temper the attitude before it really shows itself, especially with Vela back in there. But it's a close game. It's the last game. They don't want it getting too testy, so they're going to try and call all the little things.
Well, especially in the second half, that's so important for the refs to do, to keep control of the game. As we've seen, there have been a few yellow cards on the play. Steinhaus has one. Vela has one. Cordova has one. A lot of very, very aggressive play that the refs will have to look out for. Like you said, keep blowing those quick whistles on the play. The free kick is all the way over to Mobley on the left side, but you can't quite get to it. Out for a Valdez Mendoza throw-in. 39 minutes left in the game. Dominican still up 2-1. Dominican actually has 6 saves. Casey Gibson has been on top of it so far, save for that one beautiful shot by Acosta. And only 3 saves so far for Point Loma. Point Loma has the ball on the left side now, about midfield. It's taken by Vela. Now to Mitnick. Down the right side, using speed. Plays it to Mendez. Expecting the through ball, doesn't get it. It's instead played out to Vela on the right side. Vela with a big tackle. Keeps the ball. Keeps keeping the ball, but plays it through and he earns the foul, finally. Good sportsmanship, too, by Nico Acosta, the senior from Caracas, Venezuela, helping Sam Vela up. He knew he fouled him. And especially with those two aggressive players, good to see sportsmanship, not letting things get too out of hand. Well, Des Mendoza will be the one on the free kick right outside of the 18-yard box on the right corner of the box. 38 minutes left in the game. All of those big bodies are up there for Dominican. The cross is through, is low instead to a streaking Mendez. Can't quite get to it. Point Loma clears it out. Good job by Vanderpool of getting back, preventing that pass to a streaking Wingrove on the right side. But Wingrove keeps coming. They don't play it to him, though. And his head goes up. He was wide open. They instead tried to play it to the left side. and Sam Vela took it. Now Wingrove getting back. Really hustling now. Chasing Cordova to Vela, who plays a right two-point Loma. Taken by Musiana. Aggressive play by Wingrove, Musiana. Point Loma plays it all the way back to their center defender, Paul Malerby. Now, into Acosta. The through ball to 10 Bosch. Vanderpool has to get back. It's on the left side. Vanderpool with a big tackle. No foul on the play. The Point Loma bench was begging for a call, but Vanderpool went shoulder to shoulder on him, clean on everything, got the ball, and we continue to play. Mitnick tries to play Bonacosta on the counter. Can't quite get the needle through the thread, though. Big tackle by Valdez Mendoza. Plays it up to David Mendez on the right side. Has Nuri Bonacosta going around. Now to Guevara on the outside of the 18-yard box. Has a right-footed shot. It's off the defender. And Guevara looked like he got poked in the face by Mobley on that clearance. Looks to be okay, though. Now 10 Bosch on the counterattack. Has Vanderpool and Vela on him. Keeps going line down the left side. Tries to find number 22 Taylor Langstaff in the middle. Can't get it, though. And it's cleared out to Musiana left side. He has a bit of time. And finally looks up. Plays Mendez. Has time. Time to turn. Plays Musiana back with plenty of space. 36 minutes left in this game. Mendez out to Valdez Mendoza. Over on the right side now with Mitnick. Plays it to his right foot. Going down the middle of the field. Guevara now. Mitnick streaks towards the left side. He gets the ball too. He's at the corner of the 18-yard box on the left side. Cuts it back to the middle. Plays Nuri Bonacosta. To Musiana, a lot of one-touch good play by Dominican, but one too many passes. Mitnick or Bonacosta really should have taken that shot there. But it's back to Mendez. Tries to have the right-footed cross. Still working, Mendez is. Still working against three-point Loma defenders. And finally forces their clearance out of bounds. Yet again, Mendez using his work ethic to earn the Penguins the ball. It'll be Valdez Mendoza's throw-in all the way to Mendez on the right side. Gets the Meg almost off of Mobley's foot. Out for a throw-in. As Guevara, Bonacosta, and Musiana are all waiting in the box, waiting for that ball to be cleared in there for some opportunity. Mendez really trying to work hard against the double team and can't quite get it. They were swarming him on the play. Now 10 Bosch has plenty of time. Velet comes all the way back and simply takes the ball. Guevara gets the ball stolen from him, but Velet pokes it away. Now Point Loma in the middle of the field. Acosta plays it back, and finally Point Loma has some time. But not anymore because Sam Vela was on the aggressive play. Point Loma's ball. Steinhaus plays it down the line and is taken by Swap Musiana. Has to go all the way back. A little step over to Cordova. And Senis has the ball. 34 minutes left in the game. Mitnick with a good right-footed touch. Gets right past Mobley. Down the middle of the field. Has Valdez Mendoza on the right side. Plays him. There's Mitnick, Guevara, and Nuri Bonacosta in the middle. Bonacosta lets it go past Mitnick. Mitnick couldn't get to it, though. It's cleared out. And here comes Wingrove on the counter. Has Ortega in the middle of the field. Doesn't play him. Now has number 22 Langstaff in the middle. Vanderpool comes all the way over. Tackles 10 Bosch, who simply falls down on the play. Vanderpool is manhandling 10 Bosch in the box right now. 10 Bosch has got nothing to show for his hard work as Vanderpool is all over it so far in the game. 10 Bosch definitely getting frustrated too. There's a foul on the play as Guevara got really tripped up by number 17 Kenny Ortega. And it looks to be an injury too on the other side of the field, unrelated to the play happening. Number 8, Austin Mobley, the junior from Redlands, California, goes down, and there will be a sub on the play. He went down kind of out of the blue as he didn't exactly have anything to go down from, as during the stoppage of the play, Point Loma Nazarene is definitely begging for that PK call. They want the foul called on Corey Vanderpool. Every time he takes down 10 Bosch, their bench goes nuts and is just waiting for that PK. But Vanderpool is going shoulder to shoulder every time. The ref sees it and makes the correct no call. A few times that's happened, actually, this game. Vanderpool has just been all over 10 Bosch, as 10 Bosch continually is talking to the ref, asking the ref, look for the elbow, look for the lowered shoulder, because elbows and lowered shoulders both are fouls. As long as you don't lower that shoulder and stick your arm out too much, there will never be a foul called, especially in the box. Mendez takes it off his chest. Over to Nuri on the left side. Has Cordova in the back. Looks to go right at his man, though, and goes down the line. Gets past Langstaff. He's on his left foot. Double-teamed. Has the cross in, but there's no one there for Dominican. Taken by Carter Phillips. Looks to throw it for the quick throw, and no one there. Dominican's on the pressure, and he has to simply roll it out. Acosta has Guevara on the defense. Good D by Guevara. Has to play it back. And Acosta gets it back again. Good pressure by Dominican, really keeping the point of attack forward, going north-south very well so far this game. Now it's wide for Paul Malherbe. Langstaff has Cordova on him. Cordova takes it. Musciana and Cordova on the double team. Cordova has no idea where the ball is. It was right in front of him. Malherbe into the middle. Nuri, good tackle on Wingrove, takes the ball, plays it to Vanderpool, and Dominican gets the ball looking for attack. 32 minutes left in this game for Dominican to hold on to that 2-1 lead, or even add on to it, as they almost have this half. Mendez now, going down the line, on the right side, cutting towards the middle, is on his right foot, keeps going down the line, tries to cut it back, it's off of Point Loma. They point for a goal kick, and they are given the goal kick. Mendez has no idea why they're pointing for a goal kick. He thought he definitely hit it off the Point Loma defender. A goal kick nonetheless, though. There have so far been no shots for either team, even 14 minutes into this half. Phillips' goal kick is right about to midfield. Vela has been on top of every single goal kick and drop kick that Carter Phillips has had to offer. Almost getting on top of his defender every time, but still doing a great job of not putting his hands all over the other guy, which is a very, very easy call for the ref. As soon as you get two hands on the play for a ball in the air, it's such an easy call for the ref to make. There's a yellow card on the play. It looks like Kenny Ortega will be the one to deserve the yellow, talking a little bit too much to the ref. And that's what Brian was saying earlier. These refs will be making a lot of quick calls, even a lot of just chippy fouls that might not actually be hard-nosed fouls, but enough to keep the game in control, and that's what that yellow for Ortega was, keeping the game in control. Guevara loses the ball in the middle, and it's played by Point Loma. Ornelas all the way over to Steinhaus. Back to Acosta. Looks to the right side. Ornelas plays it all the way to Willerby. Has Nuri von Acosta on the defense. J.J. Redding now, about midfield. Plays it all the way back to Carter Phillips. Vanderpool instructs his defense to step up. And just like that, we are back in the Point Loma half. Big through ball. Senis is on the defense of 10 Bosch. And Senis takes it. A big slide. Senis and 10 Bosch are on top of each other. And they both have their hands up. Nothing comes of the play. Ortega plays out of bounds. It could have been very, very dangerous. 10 Bosch and Senis both slid to try to keep the ball in bounds, and they actually ended up on top of each other. Senes couldn't get up without having Ten Bosch move. Luckily, the sportsmanship was there, and they let each other get away. That could have ended badly, as I've seen those situations end many, many times. Minnick on the defense on the right side now. Point Loma takes it towards the middle. They play Ten Bosch, who tries to have a very fancy flick to Ortega. It doesn't exactly work, though. Musiana takes it to Valdez Mendoza. Again, a double slide by Valdez Mendoza, and Ten Bosch seems to be Ten Bosch's specialty, but it's taken by Dominican. Minnick gets past three defenders. Slid again by Point Loma, and it's taken this time. It's their ball. Big foul by Valdez Mendoza, and another yellow card is out on the play. He went hip first right into Ortega, knocked him down, and the yellow card was pulled faster than you could say foul. It's about 45 yards away from the goal, and Valdez Mendoza earns the fifth yellow card of this game so far. That'll be two for Point Loma, three for Dominican. Still 11 shots for Dominican, seven for Point Loma. Not a shot this entire half, even though we've played 17 strong minutes. Ortega's ball is high in the air to the far post. Tried to get passed back with the head by Willerby. It's out of bounds for a goal kick, though. Substitution for Point Loma Nazarene. Number 27, Andrew Sanders, the senior from the Philippines. Manila, Philippines, is coming in favor of the freshman from Hawaii, Taylor Langstaff. Casey Gibson has a big boot. Something that Casey Gibson has worked so hard on from last year and is obviously paying off are those goal kicks. Last year, especially at the beginning of the year, there were a few times where he struggled to get it past half or even to half. However, this year, every single kick in this game has been at least to half field. Even with the wind going against him, it's been to half field. A big, big improvement that Casey Gibson has shown. Valdez Mendoza now on the right side of the box. In the attacking mode. Has the right-footed cross. It's in the middle, cleared out by Point Loma, and they'll take the ball. Wingrove now with some speed. Vela meets him, though, and Senes takes the ball. Ten Bosch meets him. Cordova almost lets it get by him, but Chris Senes is there on the recovery, plays it under the legs of Ortega to Mendez, who now finds Vela in the middle of the field. A lot of two-touch passes, a lot of movement off the ball for Dominican so far in this game. Really quality play so far. Triangles seem to be endless when they're playing so well like they are right now. Cordova, Musiana, Mendez, Bonacosta, they form so many different triangles on this left side that if you have less than three defenders guarding them, there is absolutely no chance that you are getting the ball. Nico Acosta has the ball now. Pressure by David Mendez, almost takes the ball, but he doesn't. Played out wide to Willerby. Willerby had down the line, but he doesn't play it. Instead, looks to the middle. Vela tries to have the tackle. It's played by him, though. Ortega, now look for the through ball. To Ten Bosch, who gets behind Senes, has a shot, but it's to Gibson. Somewhat of a soft shot. Gibson has no trouble with it. Dives on the ball. 26 minutes left in this half. That's the first shot by either team in this entire half, even though we've played 20 minutes. Mendez has to work all the way back. Plays it to Musiana. They switch it all the way over to the right side. Valdez Mendoza has had more attacking options this game than most so far this season. They've really been using him to get overlapping runs on the right side. And every time he has space in front of him, he absolutely takes it with authority, too. Swap Musiana, now on the right side of the box. Has a shot, from the corner of the 18-yard box, it's blocked away by the defender. Now Valdez to Musiana. The cross inside. Cordova's on the back post on the opposite side of the box now. He has his own cross. It's high in the air. Carter Phillips was trying to get it, and he does. The height of the cross allowed Carter Phillips to really go all the way across the field and take that ball out of the air. Phillips's ball is all the way back to Vanderpool, who has no trouble with it. Plays it to Bonacosta. Can't quite get the touch, though. A little unexpected from Bonacosta. Now it's Wingrove. Tries to play it across the field, but is kicked away by his own player. Right back to Wingrove. Ten Bosch. Sanders. Bonacosta plays it right over Wingrove to Guevara. Goes down the left sideline to Mendez. All the way down the left sideline. Mendez almost gets it over Willerby, but it's out for a throw-in. And it'll be Cordova's throw. Cordova has quite the cannon. I have seen it many, many times where he could probably get it to the middle of the goal just from the sideline. Vela now. Back to Musiana. A beautiful through ball to Guevara, but Carter Phillips was quick on the aggressive play. Came right out 18 yards in front of him to the very edge of the box to take that ball, and that's the only thing he could have done, or else Guevara was absolutely scoring on that play. Musiana now plays it past the defender. Dribbles all the way to the left side of the field to Cordova. His pass is a little off the mark. Doesn't matter. Mendez still works for it. And Nuri Bonacosta doesn't get his balance on point. Plays out of bounds. 23 minutes left in the game. Throw into the middle of the field. Wingrove switches it over to the left side. Ornelas is over there. All the way to Acosta on the left side. Defended by Vanderpool. It's through Vanderpool's legs, but it doesn't matter because he pushes him out of the way. Lets Valdez Mendoza take the ball. And a big thing, especially as a defender, a good motto to live by and a good motto that Vanderpool and Senis absolutely live by: if the ball goes past, the man doesn't. And if the man goes past, the ball doesn't. This especially is effective when it goes between your legs, which is something very embarrassing that happens in soccer. If it goes between your legs, that's fine. The ball can go past you. As long as the man doesn't go past you, as long as you put a body on that guy as soon as the ball goes around, he's not getting the ball. And that was very, very evident in that situation in the corner. Vanderpool let it go through his legs. Ten Bosch thought he had the ball, but Vanderpool knocked him out of the way and let Valdez Mendoza simply clean up the garbage. 22 minutes left in the game so far. It's all the way back on Point Loma's side. And Cordova gets the header out of bounds. Really got up in the air for that one. Wingrove has a quick throw in. But Senis is on the defense, and so is Vela. Senis got to play it fast. He's triple-teamed and gets the ball stolen. Sanders now goes line against Cordova. Has the right-footed cross in the middle, and there's no one there for Point Loma to finish. Dangerous ball in there, but Valdez Mendoza cleared it out for a throw-in. Sanders now turns. Tries to turn around Cordova, but Nuri Bonacosta has a high clearance. Doesn't go far, but goes about 50 yards in the air. Off the shoulder of Point Loma, Nuri Bonacosta easily splits the defense, got right by a couple of quick feet, and Kenny Ortega was mad that he got split by Nuri Bonacosta, takes his anger out on David Mendez, and gets the foul called on him. Easy call for the ref there, especially with him calling a lot of quick things, a lot of even ticky-tacky things. Deserved call by Ortega. It's a quick free kick. Musiana has the ball, tries to get all the way in. Guevara has really no chance against the 6'2" Eric Friesen in there, a big defender from Guadalajara, Mexico. And while Guevara might be able to beat him on the ground with speed, as soon as that ball goes in the air, Guevara, the 5'5 5 midfielder. It says he's 145, but that might even be a little bit generous. I'd say maybe 135 is about accurate. There's a big foul on the play. Quick yellow by Corey Vanderpool takes Ten Bosch down to the ground on the through ball. And Ten Bosch is probably saying, thank you, finally. He's been begging for some calls to be called on Corey Vanderpool. Gets his wish with 20 minutes left in the game. And Vanderpool is all smiles about it, too. He really doesn't care about a yellow card. That is really nothing to him. Taking down Ten Bosch is much, much more worth it for Vanderpool. There are now, I believe, 6 yellows in the game. 4 for Dominican. They've really got to be careful. And all 4 of those guys are still out on the field playing. About 35 yards away. Here comes the free kick. Ortega has it in the air. It's to the far post. And Vanderpool just lets it skim off of his head for a corner kick. A little bit uncharacteristic by Vanderpool. He kind of didn't realize whether he should let it go out or head it away, but then did neither and basically let it skim off of his head. And number 13, Nico Acosta, actually has a busted boot. His cleat looked incredibly ripped on the play, and that's what turf does. That's what turf does to these cleats. It totally rips the side of them and absolutely demolishes them. I have personally had multiple pairs of cleats absolutely destroyed by turf, and it's a little sad, too. It's a little sad to see your cleats go that way, but this turf field is much, much worth it at Kenley Field. As we wait for Acosta to get his new boots on, I'd say he should have worn these in the first place. These look much, much cooler than his first ones. The corner kick is in the air. It's a good one, but it's headed away. And here's Ortega to Ten Bosch. Has a 30-yard shot. It hits off of Senes, though. And Senes is all the way out at the midway line now, defending. Nery Bonacosta heads it towards Cordova, who shields away Wingrove to let Casey Gibson make the aggressive play out on the corner of the box. Bonacosta to Mendez. Back to Bonacosta. Switch of the field to the right side now. Mitnick takes it with his right foot. Tries to play it right past Matt Steinhaus. Didn't quite get past him as easily as he's gotten past Mobley all game, though. Sam tries to play it to Bonacosta. Bonacosta has to use an aggressive play to keep the ball. Vanderpool clears it all the way out to J.J. Redding back there. And Willerby plays it over Sanders. But it's cleared away by Musiana. Throw in for Point Loma. 2-1 game, 18 minutes left. Willerby begging his team to move towards the ball. But nobody's doing anything. Senes simply takes the ball. And Point Loma is on it. Keeping the ball and stolen away by Musiana. Bonacosta tries to give it back to him. Can't quite get it, though. As Sanders takes the ball to Willerby, Musiana has to jog all the way back. Now, in the middle of the field, Point Loma looking up for something. Big through ball on the right side. It's going to be over Cordova. It's a good ball to Sanders. Cordova gets back on defense. Sanders goes middle. Cordova pokes it away, though. Aggressive play by Cordova. Excellent defense. Now, Nery Bonacosta and Evan Cordova double-team Wingrove, who tried to go in between him, and the foul is called on the play. Evan Cordova can't believe it. Wingrove kind of just looked like it tripped on nothing in Cordova's mind. But the foul is called nonetheless. About 30 yards away, wide of the 18-yard box, in a dangerous area. The cross is in. It's a good one. It's headed away by Vanderpool. Mendez and Willerby work hard back there as the ball is attempted to Mitnick, but it's too far away. Wingrove over to Ten Bosch on the left side. Now to Acosta. Has Vela on the defense. Ten Bosch on the left side. Gets the cross in. Past Vanderpool, but not past Senis, who clears it away. Point Loma still has the ball, still probing, waiting for that opportunity. Taken away by Guevara. Vela's got to get off his foot, and he does, to Mitnick, who again, with the right foot, tries to get it all the way inside. Stolen away by the Point Loma defenders, though. They have really tried to neutralize Mitnick after he was destroying them, absolutely destroying them, in the first half. Acosta on the left side, one-on-one on Valdez Mendoza. Mendoza goes in hard on the tackle. Somehow, Acosta kept the ball on the ground, but Vela came in out of nowhere, took it, clears it all the way up, and Mendez is on the chase. And now it is time for Dominican to close that big, giant gap in the middle of the field. And this field, the brand-new, state-of-the-art Kennelly Field at John F. Allen Complex, it's huge, folks. When I say huge, I mean as physically big as a soccer field can get. 120 yards long is the absolute max that a soccer field is allowed to be. A shot by Ortega. It's a big one and a screamer, but right to Casey Gibson, who dives on the ball. 15 minutes left in the game. Throws it to Cordova. All the way to Mendez. Up top. Has a lot of defenders. Hands are all over him, but no foul. Plays it to Vela. Guevara to Musiana. Good job of Dominican. A lot of one-touch passes keeping the ball. A little bit of an elbow in the back of Pedro Guevara, but no foul on the play. Nery Bonacosta keeps the ball. Now Guevara with hands on him, and there's the foul. Willerby didn't think so at all. He thought he got nothing but the ball. Guevara felt a couple of hands on his back and on his side, though, doing a little bit too much grabbing. The ref saw it and called the foul. 9 shots for Point Loma so far, yet just 1 goal to show for it. They've had a few opportunities, yet Casey Gibson has been all over that net. Swap Musiana has a big outside of the right foot cross, a little bit rare to see that in there, and Vanderpool almost met it with his head on the back post, a little bit too high, though, and a little bit too hard. Carter Phillips' goal kick is high in the air to Cordova, who gets up. And Nery Bonacosta saves it. Pedro Guevara plays it back to Cordova. On his left foot now to Mendez. Mendez works hard to keep it. But it doesn't matter, as number 2, Bobby Ornelas, plays it into Wingrove. Back to Ornelas. All the way over to Sanders on the right side now. Has Cordova on the defense. Has Ortega going down the line. Sanders tries to cut inside. It's poked away by Cordova and consequently kicked away towards Case Gibson. It was a wide open Fabian Valdez Mendoza on the right. Mitnick now. Double team. Doesn't matter. Keeps the ball on his right foot. Now plays it back to Senis. Good play by Mitnick to keep possession, not force anything there. He's forced a couple things this half, something Mitnick has been known to do, really force the action. But so far in this second half, he's really kept it calm, kept his composure, and made sure Penguins keep that possession. Musiana now plays the through ball to Mendez. He's in the right side of the box. Now cuts it out towards the corner flag. Keeps the ball, and it's out for a throw, and no deflection on the play. Mendez tried to dribble a little bit too much and let Point Loma take over. 12 minutes now in the game as it's still 2-1. And that is a throw-in. Might have gone off the hand of Point Loma, but a throw-in for Dominican. Excuse me, they did call the handball. It'll be Valdez Mendoza on the free kick. It's down the line to Mitnick. It's a good free kick. Who plays it? He tries to split the defense. Doesn't quite get through. Really tried to go through two big bodies. A little bit ambitious, I'd say, but nonetheless, a very, very good effort. Played behind Vanderpool. Uses his speed to get all the way back, though. Point Loma is big on the chase. Sanis plays it right past him, though. Now it's Acosta. Into Ortega. Into Wingrove. Now Wingrove keeps playing it around Musiana. All the way over. Back to Acosta, who loses the ball to Mendez. Over to Nuri Bonacosta. Has plenty of time. Plays it into Mendez. Tries to have a nice helicopter move, but the spin doesn't work. He's taken out, and Point Loma takes the ball. It's Sanders on the right side in their attacking half. One more, Kenny. Kenny Ortega plays it back over to Sanders. Has Cordova on the defense. It's back to Lurby now. Guevara goes down on the play, and there's a foul. Guevara doesn't know what happened. He got tripped up, I think, on his own. But Kenny Ortega will take the free kick as the ref begs the Penguins to get back 10 yards. 10 minutes left in this half. This is in a dangerous position. Free kick about 25 to 30 yards away. Ortega has the free kick. It's low to the ground. The flick is there, but it's stolen away by Vanderpool. Dangerous, dangerous play. Almost didn't get it. Wingrove has a big right-footed shot, but it is over everything. And when I say over everything, I mean even over the net behind the goal into the opposite structure, even behind this Cannelly Field. There's a substitution now. Taylor Langstaff is coming back into the game in favor of the sophomore from Mexico, Eric Friesen. And there's another Gibson goal kick that makes it to halfway or beyond. Swap Musiana gets high in the air. And nobody goes towards the ball, so Guevara, he goes ahead and takes the ball. Mitnick now going down the line. Has the shot. It is just wide of the goal. Just left. Mitnick took it down the line on the right side past his defender. His shot was just a bit wide, though. Yellow card on the play. Kenny Ortega was called out for throwing an elbow. It looked like maybe just a bit of a head-to-head collision with him and Sam Vela. They both went down on the play, but a yellow card was earned by Kenny Ortega. Out of bounds now on the right side. It'll be Point Loma throw-in. And Nuri Bonacosta got the Meg down on the opposite end of the field. It doesn't matter. Ten Bosch gets behind Sennis, and Sennis comes all the way back with his speed. Real, real burst of speed down there with Sennis. Now Acosta gets it taken away by Vela, who almost saves it out for a goal kick. Excuse me, almost saves it away from a corner kick, but can't quite do it. It will be a corner. 7 minutes left in this game for Point Loma Nazarene to tie it up. They've only shot the ball three fewer times than Dominican, yet it seems like Dominican has been on the offensive most of the game. The corner kick is to an open Wingrove on the opposite, on the outside of the 18. He has a shot, but it's stopped by David Mendez. And Swap Musiana simply kicks it all the way down. Offsides by Colby Mitnick. The outside ref was waiting and waiting to call that play. Over to Acosta on the left side, defended by Musiana. Now Sanders. Gets tripped up by Valdez Mendoza, and finally there's a foul. Another foul on the play. Just one after the other in this second half so far. The referee has stayed true to his claim that he's going to call it tight, as it has been extra tight so far in this game. Wingrove, or excuse me, Ten Bosch will be the one to take the free kick on the left side in their attacking half. It's a high one, headed out by Senis. He was right there. And now Musiana. Good touch by him. Has Guevara in the middle of the field, but also has time. Now Mitnick on the right side. They'll try to get a quick counter. Mitnick almost keeps the ball off of the double team, but can't quite get it. And now it's Sanders to Ten Bosch. Valdez has a slide and lets Vela clear it all the way down. And finally, Dominican is able to push their defense up and close that big old midfield gap. J.J. Redding, looking up the field, finds Willerby. Sanders always going for that big through ball. Senis is having none of it, though, as he clears it away with the left foot. It's a good clear, too. The second ball is won by Point Loma, defended by Guevara. Ortega plays it over to Langstaff. Tries to play it into Ten Bosch. Senis simply takes the ball right away from him. And there's a foul on the play. It looks like Wingrove fell down, actually. Is trying to stretch it out. He might have gotten a little bit of a cramp on the play, really trying to stretch that left leg of his out. He looks to be okay as he gets up. There's a foul later after the injury. About at the center spot. 5 minutes left in the game. Both teams getting a little bit antsy, a little bit anxious, as the clock just keeps ticking right down away. Sanders with Mendez on the defense. Never went out, though, says the AR, and it's played to swap Musiana. He tries to play the through ball to Guevara. A little too far down the field, though. Point Loma all the way over to the left side now. Back over to the middle. Looking for Sanders and now finds Langstaff on the right side. It gets taken away from him, and here comes Bonacosta. Has Mitnick. He's not offsides on this one, but he gets it taken away at the very last second before he could get a touch on the ball. J.J. Redding came in. Good defense by Redding. Casey Gibson will get the ball all the way played back to him. Wait and wait and wait until he gets some pressure before he picks it up. And just something like that can waste 10 seconds off the play, but you never know when those 10 seconds could come in handy. Here comes Guevara on the chase, all the way over on the Dominican left side. And a big throw by Point Loma. Ortega gets tripped up on the play. The ball is under his legs, and he doesn't get up. It's a foul on Ortega. He can't believe it. And finally gets up. 3 minutes left now for Dominican to hold on to their slim 2-1 lead. Musiana plays it to Mendez. And the referee finally sees the hands on Mendez, gets the call fouled. Mendez has been waiting and waiting and waiting for those hands call, for those handsy calls, because Willerby and Redding, doesn't matter, 2 6-foot center defenders from Southern California have been really all over him so far this game. Then they have to be. You have to be all over Mendez and be incredibly aggressive with him, or else he's just going to go right by you. He's too aggressive himself. Vela gets the free kick. Gets around his defender. Has a shot, but it's right at the other defender. Valdez Mendoza tries to head it back into the middle. It's 2-point Loma, and here they come. Ortega gets a little bit tripped up, so the counterattack doesn't work, and they have to play it back. 2 minutes left in the game. Still 2-1 Dominican. On the left side now. Big through ball. Over to the left side, and the foul is called on Dominican. It'll be Point Loma ball. They play it over the right side. Willerby's on the right. To Sanders. Defended by Senis. Good defense by Senis. Has the back heel, but it doesn't work. And Langstaff, if he didn't get off balance on the play, he wouldn't have played such a high ball that Gibson was able to simply corral. A minute and a half left in the last game of this 2012 men's soccer season. Belly gets high up in the air and heads it out of bounds. Throw in by Point Loma. Good one touch play by them. Vanderpool heads it away and lets Fabian Valdez Mendoza kick it high into the bleachers, into that danger zone, but it's out for a throw in. 45 seconds left for Point Loma to get the ball up the field. Vanderpool wants none of it, heads it away. Big header. That probably went about 30 yards down the field. Wingrove now has a big header in a dangerous area. Vanderpool gets a little shove in the back, but all he has to do is head it out of bounds. 27 seconds left as Point Loma hurries. They have a throw-in right down at the corner. It'll be Willerby with a big throw into the danger zone, but Vela heads it out, and it's out there. 12 seconds left now. Carter Phillips has it in the middle of the field. All he can do is kick it up. 7 seconds. The flick is there by Point Loma, but it's cleared out by Mendez finally. High up in the air. 2 seconds left, and that is the game. Dominican University ends their season on a good note. They win this game 2-1 on hustle play and quality soccer. Excellent stuff by them. And I want to remind everyone that in between games, we will have Coach John Delano of the men's and women's soccer team exclusively on radio.dominican.edu for an end-of-the-season interview, talking about the seniors, talking about the season, and talking about this game. You can only get that on Penguin Radio. For Brian Sanchez, I'm Jordan Smith. We will be back very shortly.